BMW Mobile.
November. How are you doing this morning?
Pretty good, Ken. Just working on a cup of coffee. Gonna be getting ready in a little while. Take my boat to the welder. Got a little problem with the transom. It's aluminum and got a couple of hairline cracks I need to get welded.
Definitely getting to be fishing season for sure. At least if you're trying to go for some panfish anyway.
I'd like to get out there and ride around a little bit and do a little fishing. I'd like to get out on the water. It's kind of like you say, it seems to be something that takes money from time to time to keep the maintenance on it.
You're right about that. All I have is a canoe and a kayak, but I'm thinking about going with my kayak this weekend. I got to work a little bit tomorrow, but should be have some free time on Sunday to go.
I'm a bit too old to try the canoe and kayak. I don't think my sense of balance can get in something like that. I'd be dumping myself into the water right quick.
Matt, I got one that it's basically called a sit on top. We don't have to get down in it, and it's pretty stable. You can actually stand up in it. It's a fishing kayak, so you can, you know, it's made to be able to stand up in it. And that, so it's fairly stable than most.
I've seen them like that, and probably similar to the bass boat I had. The little bass boat I had wasn't all that big. You could walk around on it, and it was pretty stable. It just wasn't big enough to take too many people fishing.
Summertime, and you think you're at the beach with all the waves and that, but a lot of structure there in Russell to, you know, fish for especially crappie and bass.
That's what I like about it, and I got some friends. We go down there and we'll spend a few days at State Park. They got some cabins you can rent, and
like a good time. A good time at the lake is better than most times, right?
It's like to say a bad day fishing better than a good day at work. But anyway, I need to start getting ready to go because I got to have the boat to the repairman early this morning. But you have a good day. I figure you're probably on your way to work. Have a good day at work, and I'll probably catch you on here in the morning sometime. This is David, KF4NXY. I'll be clear on your final.
Thanks for answering my call. Annette, good to talk to you this morning. I hope all goes well repairing that boat and you can get out on the lake and catch you some nice fish and just enjoy yourself with your friends. KN4TSW. Clear.
GFW, this is Whiskey Alpha 4, Hotel November Tango, WA4HNT. My name is Alton Alpha Lima Tango Oscar November. I'm over toward Pendleton.
And the name here is Ken Kilo Echo November. And right now I'm on 29 headed into Lyman. Destination is going to be Spartanburg for work.
Oh, Dad Blaine, I'm sorry. I was thinking about loafing. I just got up a moment ago and looked out at the ham shack. I thought the door open, all the electricity turned on, and I mean, it looked like a bordello out here. It was so well lighted.
Yeah, I was on HF last night, and 20 and 40 seemed to be pretty good last night.
Yeah, I've got an antenna problem there. I need to either pull another dipole. I've got a brand new one right here. Or I need to fix the one that I've got. Guy was cutting trees close to me, asked me if he could untie one half the dipole. That's so not a problem, yeah. And then somebody came through and touched it with a lawnmower and really messed it up. So I got to do something about my antenna there. But I do miss it, not having it, you know, ready to go.
I just put up I had an inverted, and we needed to have the trees cut down. So now I don't have any trees in the yard. So I bought an antenna from MFJ, a 2104. And it seems to be working really good.
Is that like a standalone antenna? Is that like a standalone antenna? I mean, just something you put up on a mast?
A mast. I don't have a rotator on it, but it's good for four bands. It looks like an octopus. It's got eight ham sticks coming off of it horizontally. And for four different bands.
Okay, I think I've seen it in the magazine looking at it, yeah. I'm looking for something a little different than running dipoles all the time. But, I've sold the family farm and came down to Mother's house years later and unlocked it and got it ready to clear it out, you know, get out and get rid of everything. And that's where I'm stuck. I'm still doing that.
I looked at a bunch of antennas. I thought about going with, you know, some verticals for multi-band and that, but, you know, a lot of them were pretty tall and took up a lot of space. But I wanted something that was a little more directional, you know, so I could pick up some distant stations. And I was able to make it into Portland, Oregon last night.
That's cool. That's a lot of fun. I one day was talking to a station out west, and he called my attention to a map. Do you have a map there? I said, sure do. He said, look at the west coast, and I did. He said, you see where the highway takes a major turn right there, and I think it's upper Washington. And you can see clearly on the map where the road took a turn, the four lane. And I said, yeah, I see that. He said, I'm 1 mile from there. If you want to work anybody more west of here, you're going to have to do islands.
And that it's fun to pick up some, but it seems like last night they were really strong for some reason. Propagation was good.
I wish I had my antenna up and running today. You're going to motivate me to do that today. I was a little surprised to see it get to be daylight so quickly. Does that ever happen to you?
Yeah, I come out this morning and it's like, man, it's really light out. But I don't mind riding to work at this time of day. I love the morning time.
Oh, I do too. Morning time is my time of day. Plus, I do a lot of my goofing off on golf carts. Kim and I have two of them. I don't crank my vehicles. I've got a big, beautiful Silverado. And I don't crank it. If I don't have to, the dad like me, it'll put you in the, you know, the house of ruin trying to keep gas in it.
Dad, I had to fill up the company pickup yesterday. I had to take it out, and it was $91 to fill it up.
Oh, yeah. I figure if I were dead empty in the Silverado, today it would take, you know, well above 130 to fill it up. And that's just too much for me to crank it. And but like I say, I play with these golf carts. I go anywhere. I don't care. And I do that 12 months out of the year. Kim and I have two of them. And one's like a 2017. The other one's, I think, a 2022. But we've had it a year and a half. And they're the perfect tool for a household. You know, to run around, if you're local to anything, it's a perfect thing to have.
Yeah, I think they let you run, what, about 3 or 4 miles from the house? As long as you don't get on a road that requires, 50 miles an hour?
The rule is 35 miles an hour or less, 4 miles from your place of residence. You got to be road ready, and you can only do it during the daytime. You can't do it at nighttime in South Carolina. Down in Florida, I've got land down there. They are 24/7. I mean, you know, you're out there all the time on a golf cart. Nobody drives a car at this point. And they also have things they call side-by-sides. And I finally figured out they're talking about ATVs that are 2 and 4 people, sit, you know, where you can haul 2 and 4 different people, and they call them side-by-sides. And you don't drive cars down there once you get home.
More fuel efficient anyway, and I haven't graduated to one of those yet, but I have a hybrid, so that's helping me right now.
Well, my wife mentioned hybrids to me last night, but I'm not interested in buying a car, not anytime soon. I really am not. I'd rather use what we've got, enjoy all this stuff, you know, and keep the money in my pocket instead of trying to buy anything. I heard someone say the other day that electric vehicles, which I'm becoming one very, very fast, that electric vehicles were, you know, cheap, and they were economical. I don't know if it was the president that said that or who, but I don't find either one of them to be, you know, truthful on that one. I think that they're still very expensive. I don't care what it is. If you spend $40,000, that's still a lot of money on whatever you've been. I remember you could buy a house for $40,000.
Yeah, we bought this one spring of 19. It's funny, you don't never see this one advertised. It's a Honda Insight. It looks very much like an Accord, but I average about 58 to 60 miles per gallon, and it's a nice ride. It looks good, and back then I think we picked it up for about 24.
Yeah, I remember the Insight. Yeah, I sure do. I also had a bunch of Honda Civics through my life, and they're, of course, you know, all gas engines. One of them I put 351,000 miles on it before I sold it to the guy who wanted it so badly. Wish I hadn't sold it. Ran beautifully. But 350,000 miles plus, and then you're talking about how much gas it used. that vehicle gave me, I think, 40 miles to the gallon easily, a little Civic.
Cars are hard to come by now. You can't hardly find those that get, you know, 40 plus miles per gallon that are cost effective. I mean, they cost you as much for a used one now as they want for a new one.
My mother's attorney looked at me the other day. He said, you know, you could sell your truck. We were in an accident a year ago, well, in May, and they destroyed my Silverado when they hit us. And so, you know, through the months that were beyond that, I managed to buy me another Silverado. And I haven't driven it at all. I mean, really, I think I'm still under 400 miles, and I've owned it a year. And, you know, that's how little I will crank them if I don't have to. It's a great truck, man. You get in it, it smells like new. It's such a nice place to go listen to the radio. But if you want to go anywhere, it starts drinking gas, and there's the problem.
A Ram 1500 with the Hemi in it. And it mostly sits in the yard. It's paid for less than 100,000 miles on it. I think it's a 2014 model. And that, but use it to make a dump run if I got to haul something and that. But it gets about, I don't know, 22 out on the highway, as long as you keep your foot out of it.
Yeah, well, 22 is pretty good nowadays. Kim and I used to pull a lot of campers, and of course on the farm I would pull farm trailers and whatnot. But we had two campers, one we kept in the mountains in a quiet spot where we could go slip off to and nobody know where we went. Which I've always enjoyed that. And then we had a longer one, a 28-footer, that we would use out on the road. They were just wonderful. Well, this year we began to step up to a motor home, and just as we were getting ready to make the move, the doctors wanted me to drive less until they figured out the effect of a medication. And I agreed with them because the other medication made me feel so drowsy. And I, you know, didn't like that feeling in driving. So I didn't move forward. I didn't go forward with buying that vehicle at that time. And I got wound up without anything. So I'm kind of waiting on finding something that comes in range that you know, you can afford to buy. Wait until, I guess, the recession gets closer. And then I know there'll be somebody out there trying to sell one cheap.
We're a few more years out from retiring, but we're thinking about getting some kind of small camper. I gave the one I had to my brother. He fixed it up so he could see if he was going to like it. But looking for something maybe kind of smaller to haul behind a Jeep. And that right now we do some tent camping from time to time, and we really love that. Our tent's pretty good size, 17 by 11. I guess it's about a 10-person tent, but it's just right for two people and some oversized cots. KN4 TFW.
You know, I like that idea, and my wife has kind of petered out over the years on it. She used to be real game for stuff like that, but I was into extreme hiking and solo camping, stuff like that. That excited me. And so I've done every trail there is to do, and you know, in the East Coast. And so, I've got neuropathy now, so it hurts for me to do a lot of real super walking. And I keep waiting for something to change about that. That's where the drug came in. And, you know, those things make you just too drowsy to want to take them. It scared me one day. I accidentally fell asleep at the wheel. And it was only 1 second, and I was awake and driving again. But I know the damage I could have done that very moment. And it just happened all of a sudden. Just nodded off, and I was gone. And then, of course, I immediately woke up, and I was in the wrong lane, headed at the wrong people. And so, you know, and I got by with that one. And so I began to curtail my big vehicle driving. I gave up my DOT a couple of years ago because, one, I got so damn blame tired taking physicals, because I also have commercial pilot tickets, so you take a lot of physicals for that. And so that's twice a year. And so I got tired of taking physical, so I went ahead and gave up the DOT. I knew at my age I wasn't going to use it anymore.
Really don't want to be falling asleep at the wheel. You know, for me, this time of day is really good. I'm a morning person, but, man, you let the evening come and the sun go down, man, I get really sleepy. I'm ready to shut her down.
I know what you mean. I do. That's fun. What do you do for a living?
I've been a mechanic my whole life, machine mechanic, not cars. And then, right now I'm working at a chemical plant, and I'm in the spare parts manager, trying to, you know, keep the supplies up and everything for all the machinery. And that, but it's getting harder and harder to do everything. Everybody's running out of all the parts, and then the parts are taking forever to get.
I hear that's a big problem. Now, I mentioned a moment ago that I finally came back and unlocked my parents' house. Mother's been gone 7 years, Daddy's been gone like 10 or 11. And after Mother, I just kind of locked my house up and walked off because it was just me then. And, I was still up on the farm, which they own. My parents owned that, and I'd been there for the last 34 years at that time. And so, you know, it was kind of like they just handed it to me and walked away. And it was just perfect. It was angelic. But everybody wanted it. That was the other problem. And so I was settling the estate, and it seemed like it was better just go ahead and roll it out of the way because my brother was still named in the estate, so his family, by whatever you call it, they ended up being in the estate as well. So it got a little bit more confusing. I had to consider them and all things that I did. So I went ahead and sold the farm. And I really hate that I did that, but I went ahead and sold it. And then I came down here and unlocked Mother's house, and I don't know where I got all the time to do the work that I did through the years, even down here, because honestly, I don't feel like there's enough time in the day to enjoy being still. I am busy all the time.
Well, yeah, the tree trimmers came and took out all those trees, and now I got big piles of mulch everywhere, and I got a, you know, redo the yard, dig up some plants, move some stuff, and I just definitely don't have enough time. And then, you know, just the everyday thing gets in the way, and you don't have time to do the things you would like to do.
I threw all my ham equipment out in one of Mother's little buildings. She lived here like 73 years, and so I threw the ham equipment out in one of her little buildings way out in the yard. And I've been using it as a place for my equipment. I had that up on the farm as well, but down here, you know, every old woman has a little spot that she starts stashing stuff that she means for one of her children one day to go through. Well, that's fine if you don't outlive all your children. And so, I got so much stuff to go through. I rolled a trash can up last night to this little building out in the yard, and I was going to start going through my mother's newspapers. I was going to fold one of the back seats down on the older golf cart and just set a stack of papers right there. And if I recognize the date, I'll look at it. If I don't recognize the date, it goes in the trash. I can't go through all these newspapers. They, one, are a fire hazard, and two, I got to get rid of all this stuff.
It's hard to go through every little piece. And then, can you see the sunrise? The really nice pink cube?
Oh, it's happening here. I've got a big window here. My dad put it in. We built the window for our building. And, yeah, the sun's coming up nicely. It's going to be a pretty day.
You're right about that. It'll be nice. I don't think it's supposed to be as hot today as it was yesterday.
I didn't notice the heat that much. When it gets, I just hadn't noticed the heat. I got to get on the house, and I swear all the time I will not climb anymore. And I wind up, I got to go up there and get these little things that pecan trees drop off and blow them off the house and get them. I mean, the gutters are protected and all, but But I need to get them. They're unsightly. I got to get that stuff off the house. And I dread like the dickens going up there to do the work. I do. I don't like getting off the ground anymore. And I used to be the one that would be right up there. But I find that those falls get, you know, hard to take. And I have had some pretty dynamic ones. And it's where you just mess up and fall. And I really don't want to fall off this house working on it. I really don't want to do that because I don't heal nearly as fast as I should.
Just, you don't even have to fall these days. You know, just working in the yard and everything, and then get up the next morning and feel like you've been beat up and that. But yeah, that's one reason we got all the trees down. They were 4 foot in diameter and 90 footers, and all the gutters kept getting filled up with leaves and everything. So hopefully all of that will be a lot better now.
I've got 5 pecan trees in Mother's backyard. And they're beautiful. They were put out in the 1880s. So they are 150 plus years old. And the land around them, more pecan trees are put out. My mother and daddy paid for the back part of their property that they bought separately from the front part, and they paid for it by picking up the pecans. And I used to watch my mother come in from the Dablane mill, where she ran looms all day, and she'd pick up a pan, and go out and start working her grid, going back and forth, picking up pecans. And pecans, I mean, we were paid 3 cents a pound as a child to pick them up. And you think, why in the world would you pick them up for that? Last time that I picked up pecans on my parents' property, I picked up over 1,000 pounds in one season. And now the squirrels get everything.
It's probably hard to keep the squirrels out of the trees. And we like the pecans. There's a couple of pecan trees on my neighbor's property, but they don't take care of them. But the squirrels mostly get them before you can ever get to them. But I am turning into work right now up here in Spartanburg, so I'm going to say 7-3 is really good to talk to you this morning. Thanks for helping me make it in this morning, and I hope you have a awesome day, Alton, and I look forward to catching you another time. KN4 TFW.
One quick question. I want to know when you became a ham. I became a ham in 1971. When did you become a ham?
Yeah, for me, it was 2019.
Oh, my goodness. You're a newbie. That's so funny, because when I became a ham, there were all these old hams. And I looked at those old men, and they were World War II people. And, you know, they went through the radio schools of World War II. So I fell in love with these old men that were hams. But that was back in 1971 and 72, 73, you know, that you met these guys. And most of them are gone now. So they're what I call a silent key. And so, you know, cool stuff. Yeah, I've been a ham since 71. I'll let you go. Have a good day at work and enjoy the weekend coming up. If you've got land, I'm sure you have plenty of chores to do. Enjoy it. Have fun. WA4HNT, clear.